Hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Strange Gang Geeks Out podcast. I'm here with Bailey.
Hi.
And I'm here with Megan as well.
Hey.
And this is Morgan. She didn't introduce herself.
Hi.
What's your name?
Morgan. It was really energetic. Yeah. I'm just so like, wow.
Energetic. Yeah. It's very energetic.
I'm trying for to such do, a, like, slow, I get really worried about these intros. I'm trying to do better. I thought I did really fine. Good.
You did. You did great. Yeah.
Anyway, today we're talking about Harry Potter.
Harry freaking Potter.
Oh, wait, that's wrong thing. Yeah, that's,
So you came up with this decision.
I did.
After I asked. But this goes good because it's always in November. They always have the Harry Potter marathon. It's in October, November,
December. And December. They do it like those that's three just months. The months like of the, like, I don't, for some reason.
It's, didn't you guys know it's not Christmas season anymore? It's Harry Potter season. I mean, get with the times.
So I know they show it on Freeform. So if anyone has Freeform.
On cable.
Which used to be ABC Family.
Yeah, I don't know why they changed it.
I don't know. I think someone, I don't know.
Someone changed it. But someone will, if they haven't yet, they will like either live stream it or put it on YouTube for like,
there's always some like very nice person who's on Tumblr and they're just like, here, I will link this movie and or whatever, and they're just great.
Yeah. There's this person who linked their Google Drive and it had Into the Spider-Verse in it. And I was like,
Well, that's on Netflix.
Now it's on Netflix.
And then that will be on Netflix. Disney Plus, too. So.
Yeah. I'm so excited for Disney Plus. We need to talk about Disney Plus
one day. Well, that's just old Disney. That's a lot to cover, man.
My friend Hannah from my one class, she is also getting Disney Plus. Hey. So we'll probably talk about that.
You don't know. Is that the girl with the red hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to
her. I didn't mean to say her name.
She's nice.
I forgot we were
recording. Yeah, we'll all talk to her about that. Okay, anyway, Harry Potter.
Yeah, I was telling her about the podcast today, so not that she's going to listen to it, but whatever. Anyway.
What was that?
Anyway. Okay, so I think we we discovered Harry Potter was at elementary school. I think a lot
Harry
of people.
Harry Potter's been around since we were...
Been around before we were born.
Oh, I'd like to mention that I used to hate Harry Potter because... The second movie scared me.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't like the big snake. I didn't like the big spiders.
I never liked that.
So I never got into Harry Potter until I was in eighth grade.
Number three is my favorite. I avoided the Chamber of Secrets because
three's the best.
Well, because we had number three on DVD for The Prisoner of Azkaban for like the longest time. So that's the only one we watched.
But it's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I like The Half-Blood Prince.
The book. Just about to say that.
The book, not the movie.
Oh, the book is good.
They're both good. I enjoy them both.
My favorite movie would be... Either the last one or The Prisoner of Azkaban, because I mean, I think it's pretty accurate to the book. Yes.
I don't know. I know I actually read all the books in middle school because I think when you're in our elementary school, you had to have a certain reading level to read upper level books, and you had to be like trustful, or you had the librarian
trustworthy.
Okay. Thank you. The librarian had to trust you to read the more hefty books. I remember reading Ink Heart and Ink Spell, and she didn't order Ink Death because it had a skull on it. And
they all have skulls in them. I don't know why she was like that.
But she let me read them when we were in third grade because she trusted me, I guess.
She was weird,
I didn't damage the
book. I remember when I was in second grade, she wouldn't let me check out The Secret Garden.
Why?
But she let you eventually.
I had to read like the first paragraph to her. I don't know why. I read it. She was like, okay, you can check it out. I'm like, what? It was really weird. It's not a hard book.
It isn't, but I guess, I don't know. She just doesn't want to get them damaged, I'm assuming.
I didn't break any of her books prior to or thereafter.
I mean, there's elementary school kids in a library.
Yeah, there was, a restricted section of books for, fourth graders. But if you were, a quote-unquote good kid, they thought you were a good kid, they would...
The restricted section.
Yeah, and Harry Potter. Exactly, and we called it that because it was from Harry Potter, and, you were only allowed to go back there if you were, special, and she
or
trusted you.
Or a fourth
you.
Grader.
Or that dude. I never saw people back there ever, so I was always chilling back there.
Yeah,
I was back there, but I never found anything to read. I remember that.
I always wanted to read that one book about coal mining, but I never did.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, so... obviously, I'm assuming everybody who's listening to this podcast, this episode in particular, knows the story of Harry Potter.
At least knows some of it.
Wait, can I interrupt you? Or should I say, okay, cool. such a dork on humor there.
That makes me think of the other day where you're like, we'll name him Carl. And we're like, then we proceeded to say Coral.
Talk about our car. Okay, yeah. Anyway, we're getting way off topic.
Yeah.
Back to Harry Potter.
That's Dr. Coconut. Do you know that reference?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so anyway.
Look it up.
Anyway, Harry Potter, he's the boy who lived.
The boy who lived.
You know, he's one of the main characters in the series.
He is the main character. The series is named after him.
Well, like, I mean, I would like to think that Ron and Hermione are kind of main characters as well. Because they're
secondary.
Yeah, characters. Whatever. Anyway. In a series of books called Harry Potter and the blah, 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 because it always has Harry Potter and whatever's going on, like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Although, that's the American version, the English version. Everywhere else is the Philosopher's Stone.
Right.
So, it's kind of a controversial title.
Which is Americans are too dumb to understand the philosopher.
Yeah, but it's like two different things. It's like not even the same.
It's really not. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
Interesting.
Whatever. But,
and Nicholas Flamel, he wasn't even... Sorcerer.
No.
And he, by the way,
we're getting into lore.
Yeah. Nicholas Flamel, if I'm saying that right. I think so too. He made the philosophers, the Sorcerer's Stone or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was just an ordinary wizard. Well, not really ordinary. He was into alchemy and all that good stuff.
Which
but,
is,
wizard stuff. Yeah, but it is wizard stuff. So I don't know why it's called, like, the Sorcerer's Stone or the Philosopher's Stone. Because he made it, and...
I mean, you want to refer to it as that. I mean, we're American. We've grown up. The movie...
Sorcerer's Stone.
The book I have at my house, the movie I have at my house, the second one, it's called The Sorcerer's Stone. So that's what I'm going to
refer to. Yeah, we're going to probably refer to it as The Sorcerer's Stone.
But basically, the books and the movies, they're a little different. But it's kind of like Harry Potter's journey from, like, what, 11 or 12 years on until he's... 17 or something.
Yeah, 11 to 17.
Another time jump. But him becoming, like, realizing that he is a wizard and going to a mystical school called Hogwarts.
Hogwarts.
So, you're still singing.
Hogwarts.
Hey, we're going to have a separate episode, I think.
Yeah, that was a Harry Potter musical reference, and it's a comedy musical.
It's great, though.
Yeah.
Based off of Harry Potter.
One of our faves, Darren Criss.
So, we'll have a separate episode for that. Definitely. I could not think of that word.
It's okay. Whenever. I don't know. We'll plan it.
Yep. We talk about our houses.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we should. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, also after we get Hogwarts houses cleared, if you know your Ivermorning house, I wanted to talk
about
that.
I do.
Okay, cool.
I have to look at I already know what it's called.
Alright, okay, cool.
Alright,
so,
Morgan, you go first.
Well, I am the only Ravenclaw I know, basically. So
I know.
I should get a movie. I want a movie.
Get your own.
I want my own movie.
You're in the franchise.
Yeah, I know. Barely.
So, yeah, I am a Gryffindor. This is Bailey speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is Megan speaking, by the way. I'm a Hufflepuff.
Like, you totally said that, like, a Hufflepuff.
It sounds like they would say that.
Yeah.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
And then Sierra, who was supposed to be here today, but had other plans, she is a Slytherin. So we're kind of, like,
so like
this awesome Hogwarts dream team, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to mention that while the three main characters, Ron, Hermione, and Harry, are all in Gryffindor, I like to say they all show traits of each house. Like, Hermione would definitely be Ravenclaw if she weren't Gryffindor. Mm-hmm. Harry would have been Slytherin if he were not Gryffindor.
And then
Ron would have been Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
Because he's loyal. He's very, you know, I don't know if he's hardworking because, you know, all the time that he was like, homework.
But I think it's really cool because, like, all the Weasleys are Gryffindors. Like, there's even, I don't know if there's, like, are their kids, like, a Gryffindor?
Well,
I don't,
if you read
don't
The
really...
Cursed Child.
Okay, I haven't read that.
Well, I wouldn't recommend it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it.
Yeah,
it's very, it's odd. And...
You can still see it, I think. It's still a production.
Someone...
It's in the U.S. now, I'm... Broadway, I think.
Someone
yeah,
I follow
they have,
just
they have
went and saw it.
Yeah, but it's still in the
on
UK. But,
I would like
but
to
yeah.
see it.
Yeah,
I would
like
cool.
to see it too, yeah.
But
will it be a movie? Probably.
No. What's his name? It's Severus. Oh, I hate that. By the way, I hate Severus Snape. I will say it right here, right now.
Every time I think about Severus Snape, I think of, like, Alan Rickman, and I love Alan Rickman. And then I think about what's-his-face from Harry Potter is cool, plays Snape. And I just can't not hate him because he's such a dork.
All right, Alan Rickman, amazing. 10 out of 10, love you. the guy who, I can't think I don't of, it's know, Joe?
Is it, or is it Brian?
No, Brian plays Lupin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Joe. Joe plays Snape. Love you, too. You're amazing. Your Snape is the best Snape I've ever seen. Yes. But canon Snape, book Snape, movie Snape, don't like you.
Yeah, so it makes no
why?
Sense.
Why, sir?
Yeah. Okay.
But, okay, so we talked about our houses. We talked about, oh, wait, the Hogwarts houses, at least. Yeah.
Ilvermorny.
So what is your Ilvermorny
house? I am Horned Serpent.
Hey.
We're the same.
We're both Pudwicky, I believe. So, yeah. Which I think is really cool because you have the Horned Serpent house and then you have the two other houses, which I don't know their names because I'm not in the house. Mm-hmm. And then you have Pudwicky, who kind of is like the base of Ilvermorny. Mm-hmm. Like, they like help everybody else, which I thought was really cool when we got that.
Yeah. Well, I was going to compare the houses, but J.K. Rowling got mad when people were comparing the house and she's like, they're separate things.
Because people are like, this one is like this one.
People who said Horned Serpent was like Slytherin just because the mascot was a snake are completely off.
I thought the Horned Serpent was more like...
It's about learning
and
intellect and, so that, you know, school. You like school, I guess.
If you like school.
If you like school, you may belong in Horned Serpent.
I like school. But I'm not in your... Not in your
it's okay for the most part. But I can't really remember the other two, so... Cause
I can look it up.
I feel like, you know, when you get on Pottermore and it tells you, like, the history of Ivermorny, I feel like we should have just gotten more books. I just want more books. J.K. Rowling, write more books, please.
Wampus and Thunderbird.
Oh, yeah. I really thought those were very strange names.
Thunderbird reminds me of the other franchise.
The Thunderbird movies. Thunderbird,
yeah. Those are great. Like, I got confused. When I saw that, I was like, wait. Like,
I was like, I really want to be in Thunderbird. And then I got... Pudwicky, and I was like, I can't even pronounce this. I don't know if I'm pretty sure I'm pronouncing it right.
I thought it was Pukwudgie.
People say it different, but I'm just gonna say.
I don't really know because I'm pretty sure this is supposed to be Native American lore, right? Like these animals, they have significance to Native American culture. So, I mean, obviously, we don't know how to pronounce it. I would like to know how to pronounce it. Anyone who knows how to pronounce it, please let us know.
Yeah.
On our Instagram at @the_strangegang.
Yep. Contact us, please. But, I really didn't know how to pronounce it. So I kind of just, you know, try. But we're both that. So it's
cool. We're so sorry for not pronouncing it right.
I wonder which Ilvermorny house Sierra is in. She's not here.
What's your Patronus?
Oh, what is yours? I think mine's the terrier one. I think I got the Jack Russell Terrier on the
what Ron has, right? Yeah,
I think
I offhand can't think of what it is, but I'm pretty sure it is a bunny.
Oh, cool.
Mine's some kind of cat. I don't remember which cat it was.
Man, now I want to know because I can't. I don't know for sure. Yeah, I guess I could get on
there. I think that's when I first took it when they didn't have the interactive thing on Pottermore, and now I've tried to do it again. And I can't get through the, because you have to do those answers.
Right.
And you have to answer them real quick.
Really fast.
Mine, I answer them, but it never, like, does it.
It might be your internet or something.
I think it is.
Or your Wi-Fi.
I've done everything else other than that on Pottermore. I think. Because they did the wand thing. And
what's your wand?
I don't know. I have to look it up.
Mine's Elder.
It's not that.
Elderwood.
I think it has Dragon Heartstring or something. Something interesting.
Unicorn hair.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always very interesting, too.
I do not have... My wand was not the elder one. Yeah. It's just made out of elder wood.
How do you get into your account? This is not the same thing.
You gotta use your email.
No, I know. But I clicked on Pottermore, and login in the corner.
I would say do it later on your computer. That's probably gonna be your best bet, because the phone version, it's very glitchy. But... Hey, so have you ever been to Harry Potter World Universal?
Yes,
have. We have too. We too.
Bro, worth the lines.
I went on my
honestly.
17th birthday, so I just thought that was cool because
I don't think we went on our birthday. But...
That's when you for those who don't know, that's when a wizard becomes an adult. Yeah. Not at 18, at 17.
So, but, yeah. I think it was really funny because me and Bailey were born in 1998, not to say how old we are. But, which is really funny because
everyone's doing math in their head. Okay, wait.
That's when they had the Battle of Hogwarts. So I always thought it was really strange because I thought the books were set because they never say when they're set. So I always thought it was like modern-ish day, like in our time. But then when I found out that the last book is in like May or June or July or something of 1998, I was like, wow, that's weird.
Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but I was trying to find Pottermore, and literally this article from October 1st says, Pottermore is dead, welcome to Wizarding World. Yeah. So like they got rid of Pottermore, and now it's called Wizarding World.
I got an email from Pottermore.
I did not.
Saying, like, you can have a membership, but it costs money. And I was like, oh, why?
No.
Yeah, I got this email.
J.K. Rowling, what are you doing?
So you can pre-order a gold membership, and it was like, it cost money. I went to go like check it out, and I totally forgot to tell you guys. Like,
this has been free for years, and
I think it's still free.
Did the login transfer over? So like, can we still log into our account, or do we have to make
an
account?
I haven't tried to. And is it an app? Because
no, we can do it on a web browser.
But anyway, so yeah, we went to Harry Potter World, and I do have to say, I mean, can we call it Harry Potter World, or is it just
just call it? It's in Universal Studios, but for the most part, people call it
Harry Potter World.
Yeah.
And it's like right beside the Jurassic Park.
It went over. I'm sorry.
Okay, good.
It's transferred over.
Yay. Relief. But we went there and I thought it was really cool. And it was like summer when we went. So it was like
fall for May.
June or July or something. There wasn't a lot of people there because we got there kind of in the morning. But by the time we had done the ride in the castle and come back out.
That was so cool.
Yeah. It was really cool.
I didn't mean to cut you off.
We went before.
No, the train wasn't
there. The train was not there.
Literally, we went and then the train came the next summer.
You could get into it. I was going to ask about the bank.
I don't know.
No.
That was really cool, too.
We only did the one ride in the castle. We didn't do
the
one
other
on
two.
The broomstick,
it rained after, and they shut it down.
We didn't do the hippogriff ride because my mom wanted to go. Mom wanted to go look at other things.
But it wasn't working anyway.
I still
anyway.
Wanted to go look at it.
I had this mom with her kid, and for some reason why they asked me, if I would ride with their kid. And I was like, sure. I thought that was strange, that a complete stranger
I wouldn't
trust me
that
with their kid.
Yeah. So when we came in to Diagon Alley, and then you transfer into Hogsmeade or whatever, the only thing that they had when we were there was a train platform that just was there, and you could get on and take a photo, and that was it. It didn't move, and there was a conductor there, and he was really nice and everything. And that's your soda. And then we got lunch at the Three Broomsticks, I believe.
Oh, that was pretty good food.
Okay, yeah. It was good, but I want to ask real quick. Did you guys try pumpkin juice or butter juice?
Mom tried the pumpkin juice, and she said that it was pretty good. She liked it.
It was awful.
She liked it. Awful. I don't like pumpkin, so I just got a soda.
It tasted like straight up pumpkin from the can. Like from, you know how you get a can for pumpkin pie filling? Oh, it was
the pumpkin,
terrible.
So.
Hello.
Sorry, that was my computer.
Oh, that's from the Wizarding World thing.
Yeah, bro.
Butterbeer was good, though.
There you go. Oh, that's interesting.
The butterbeer was good.
Well,
did you get both of them?
That's the thing I feel really bad about.
Hot and cold?
Mm-hmm.
We got both. We got the cidery one, and we got the ice creamy one. I didn't like either.
What?
I didn't like it. And
really?
I don't know if they used, like, Diet A&W or whatever
it
they did.
It tasted like cream soda, sort of.
It did, but I don't like cider, and I really don't like root beer floats, because when you do root beer floats with A&W, I don't like them.
Really?
So I was really sad because I was really like, that was what we were looking forward to.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yes, butterbeer, yes, which we had made before at the house, and we've made it since
then. Like cream soda, with
butterscotch.
Oh, wait, my
and it tastes
is
fine.
It's a horse.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
I couldn't remember what it was, okay?
You have a horse.
I mean, like, a rabbit is very small, and a horse is like.
The exact opposite.
I'm pretty sure mine's a cat.
Now I want to get on there. I'll do it later. But anyway, so I felt really bad about that, and I'm trying to, like, let that go because, like, obviously there's, you know, I can't like it if I don't think it tastes good.
Yeah, you can't help that.
Yeah, so other than that, everything was great. So.
of our favorite characters.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Did you get a wand while you were there?
I got two. Oh.
We got our wands. I remember going into the little, it's because it's a small shop, and the guy was like, come back in 40 minutes if you want to do the ceremony.
Oh, I did that, and I got picked, and that's why I got two wands. I got Luna's wand, and I got my own wand that chose me. But that wand wood is different from my Pottermore wand wood. So I consider the Pottermore wand wood more
because it's
official.
Like, yeah. We didn't do that. We ran back over, got money, and we bought our wands. Bailey has Jenny's wand, I believe. And then I got one that was like a collection wand at the time. I don't know if they still have it. But it's like brown, and it's got like this red circular thing up the top. It's really cool, but it's like not as heavy as the
Wands. Those ones are heavy.
Yeah.
I actually have three wands, but I only got two when I was there. I have Hermione's, I have Luna's, and I have, you know, my own.
I feel like that would be really cool if, like, if you did pay for some sort of, like, Wizarding World membership, that they should, like, ship you your wand. Like,
yeah, you should get all your wands.
That would be so cool. Hey, take notes. Wizarding
World. If for some reason why you wound up here and are listening to our little podcast, take some notes.
Yeah. Anyway,
favorite characters.
My favorite character. I remember watching all the movies because I've seen all the movies first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read the books in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so. About around the time that we actually started seeing them in the theater, it was I think Half Blood Prince or.
Order of Phoenix.
We saw the Order of Phoenix in the theater, and the rest we saw in the theater. But before that, we were too young, and we just didn't see them in the theater. We had them on DVD. And for a long time, I really thought my favorite character was, like Harry or Ginny. Like, for the longest time, they were, like, my favorite characters. And then I, when I was reading the books through middle school, I really enjoyed, like, Dumbledore being Dumbledore. He's a dork. He just eats lemons, drop candies all the time. And I really liked, I want to say, like, who was it? I think it was probably one of the Weasleys that they never talk about.
No, the Weasleys are always in the books.
Well, like, who's the one that's the dragon guy? Is that Bill?
Charlie.
I like Charlie. He's cool.
He's not mentioned because he's not there.
Yeah, he's just not there.
I wanted to talk about this memory I just had.
Okay.
You said you saw Order of Phoenix in the movie theaters.
And then onward after
I saw Order of the Phoenix in the movie theaters because my brother wanted to go, but I didn't want to be, like, left behind. So I went, and I was scared the whole time, by the way. And I remember the fireworks thing, and I remember I did not feel good throughout the whole thing. I was like, Mom, I don't feel good. She's like, it'll be okay. Just go to sleep. So I did, and then we come home. And I throw up.
Oh, wow.
And then I think that's probably another reason why I didn't like Harry Potter until I was in eighth grade.
Is that the movie where Harry Potter and Cho Chang kiss?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. We went in with our grandma. You've met our grandma, right?
Yeah. Yes.
We went with our grandma, and I thought we were only in, like, middle school still, like, third or fourth grade, and I thought it was very awkward.
That's elementary school.
That was that not?
Third.
Why did I say middle school?
Third grade in elementary school. Bailey, who's your favorite character?
Oh. Thank you. Why did you put your hand like that? Like you were going to whisper to me. Now you're karate chopping me. Okay, who's your favorite character?
Up until Luna got there, because Luna's my favorite character, but up until her, I did like Ron a lot, and the twins, but after Luna got there, I was like, oh, Luna's my favorite character.
She's really cool. That's, Luna's one of my favorites, and I really like, it's probably going to be weird, because nobody ever mentions him, I love Neville.
Oh yeah, Neville's great.
Yeah, I love Neville.
I don't like Neville in, like, the first couple of movies, because he's kind of just, like,
tattletale.
Yeah, and, like, he's some sort of, like, I don't know, buffer for getting hurt or something.
He was pretty much there in the movie for comedic relief.
Yeah, and so by the time he actually became like a man, and like towards the end of the movies, and I don't know about the books because it gets hazy around Order of the Phoenix. I'm just like, what's going on? Elf rights? What? And everything gets really confusing when they start talking about Thomas Riddle. I'm just like, what? Who is this?
It's Neville.
It's Neville. But I remember, like, having so much respect for, who's the actor?
Sorry, I have it.
It's in my head, but I don't remember. Having so much respect for
Matthew.
Having so much respect for him, and then having so much respect for Neville in that, like, scene where he has Godric's sword, yeah, and he's, like, going to face Voldemort. Literally, every time I watch it, I cry.
It's Matthew Lewis.
He's great.
Yeah, that was great. That whole because scene, when Harry was supposedly dead,
yeah,
Neville, he just took charge, man. Everyone was devastated, but Neville was like,
oh. His whole character arc just turned on its axis, and I was just like, oh my gosh. Well, I'm getting chills talking about it.
And it's good in the books, though, because it really builds up to it. Like, because, you know, he starts off as a scaredy cat, you know. No courage.
I mean, he does stand up to the Golden Trio in the first
movie. At the very end of the year.
Yeah.
And then by the fifth year, he's like, he's joining Dumbledore's army.
Yep.
Almost called it Dumbledore's order.
Yes.
But Dio. Them.
And he's like, he's doing very good. Like, I just applaud him. So.
Yeah.
And I think maybe that little piece in the first movie, in the first book at the end, kind of foreshadows stuff at the end of the last book movie.
Right.
Bailey, do you have anything to say on that?
No, I'm good.
Okay, cool.
There's so much to talk about.
I know there is. There's like too much to talk about. I always wanted Quidditch to be a real thing. It's like Harry Potter. People do it on like, it's like a collegiate sport.
You have to run with brooms between your legs.
It's so stupid. That would be hard. But I think the magic about Harry Potter is like you wanted to go to Hogwarts, you wanted to have like a robe, and you wanted to, you know, like play Quidditch and like do all these really cool things. And like in reality, when you grow up and when you're actually in college, even when you're in high school, when you kind of just like that magic like kind of like disappears because you're growing up and you're just like, I need to become an adult, you're kind of just like, I wish it was real, but it isn't.
That reminds me, my cousin, she got into Harry Potter around the time when she was 11. So on her 11th birthday, I sent her a Hogwarts letter that I made. I mostly typed it, and I wrote it in a green cursive font because in the books it says it's written in green ink. Yep. And then I sent an envelope, and I did a wax seal.
Oh, that's cool.
It was awesome.
I want to do that for, like, 11. I remember
for just any random 11
year old. Yeah, just random 11 year old. Here you go. I remember when we were getting to be 11 and we hadn't read the books yet. We'd seen a couple of the movies and I was like, oh, I wonder if I'll get a letter. And I never did. And I was like, okay, well, maybe it just got lost in the mail or something. Like, I never, like, let that go.
It's still lost in the mail.
Uh-huh.
You were destined.
I think even Aiden asked me, I shouldn't say that. My brother asked me, he was like, I'm just dropping everybody's names today.
Tell everybody.
Sorry. My brother asked me, he was like, am I going to get a Hogwarts letter? And I was like, you don't even know, like, you don't even like Harry Potter. Like, why are you asking? He's just like,
maybe
I don't know.
Maybe he secretly wanted one.
Maybe. But he's never read, like, he doesn't even watch the movies. I don't know. He's weird. But,
I haven't watched the movies in a couple of years, actually.
I haven't seen them in a while. We watched a couple of them. We do, like, a New Year's, like, movie marathon.
Yeah, we talk
We always this. Pull movies out of a hat. And
oh, that's neat. Uh-huh. You didn't tell me that part. Oh. I know you told me about... This was actually in a podcast you told me about.
Well, we started doing that because you know how people, like, do their top, like, 9 photos or whatever on Instagram. Yeah. And we're like, we're not doing that. That's dumb. So let's do the top
9
movies.
Well, yeah. So, we put them in a hat. And then we kind of, like, bring in the New Year with, like, movies we
love.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
We get a bunch of snacks binge them in the room. Yeah. This year,
we watched every Harry Potter movie upstairs in our room until we got to like the fourth one or the fifth one or something.
In a night? In one night?
No, it's in the span of a couple of days. Because we were picking random movies. But we had gotten to that movie and the DVD player wouldn't work. So we had to watch it in the living room.
No.
It was really weird because we had to we had to move our blankets. We had to move our food. Yeah. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. But should we talk about something else? Not about movies.
Should we talk about favorite villain? Do you have a favorite villain?
No.
I don't think I have a favorite villain.
They're not my favorite. I hate Umbridge.
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't like her.
I, yeah, no.
I would like to say Draco, even though he's not technically a villain. He's just kind of a kid who was raised wrong.
He's just annoying.
He's annoying.
Yeah. He could have been.
I feel like they probably should have introduced that more, because, you know, like, in the Order of the Phoenix where they're, like, in that bathroom and he's, like, crying. And then Harry Potter comes in and he's just like, I do.
I do, man.
He just feels, it just seems like he's so misguided at that point. And I'm just like, what happened? Did your parents, like, neglect you as a child? I'm assuming they did.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Lucius was terrible.
And that's the thing about having Harry Potter as your main character. You don't know these things about the other characters, but you always wonder.
Yeah.
So that's where fan fiction comes in.
You know the author who wrote the Shadowhunter series?
I heard about her. I watched a video about that the other day.
She wrote,
I didn't know this, but now I do. My eyes have been opened.
They don't know, so I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah, you were interrupting me for 5 seconds.
Good.
She wrote, like, a book about Draco Malfoy. Mm-hmm. Like, a fan fiction book about Draco Malfoy. I was like, oh, hey. And now she's a famous author whose books are a TV show. Well, don't watch the TV show. And a movie.
Yeah, don't watch a TV show.
It's not good. No, no offense to all the actors and all that stuff.
Yeah, because the actors are cool. Like, most of those people, like, I just know don't. And, like, seen in
a
other
lot
things
of people,
now. But
a lot of people don't even like the movie. And I remember, like, this is a different conversation, but that movie was...
The movie's pretty close to book, so...
I didn't see the movie. I still want to, but I didn't get to see it.
It's good. Yeah. Like, I wish they would have continued. I know it didn't get enough, like, ratings because people thought it was weird, but...
I bet they probably thought it was supposed to be people like, oh, they're copying Twilight because it came out about that time. I seriously bet that's what happened. They're copying Twilight because that's what happened with Divergent.
Yeah.
They're like, Divergent's copying The Hunger Games.
That's
not really
what happened with the Vampire Diaries, because they were like, oh, you're copying Twilight, but, like,
those Vampire Diaries books were released
in the 90s.
Yeah,
people were like, check your copyright.
Now, the books are nothing like the show, and then it, like,
that needs to be a pin. A book pin. Check your copyright.
Yeah.
Check your copyright.
That would
be hilarious.
Yeah.
Someone get on that. Etsy, go.
Yeah.
I can design that.
Oh, okay. Megan, do it.
Yeah. I'll do it
then
on
sell
my
it on Etsy.
iPad. Yeah. I don't know why I said it
I don't know.
Okay, so, all right.
Oh, I just wanted to say something real quick. Have you seen those Johnny videos? When he laughs, he goes, ha ha. That's what it reminded
me.
Anyway,
that was our Harry Potter episode where got off on a bunch of tangents.
Half an hour
is not enough time for me to talk about things and unpack a bunch of stuff. But I don't know if we're going to do a part two.
Okay,
we are
going to
do
a part of
the Harry Potter musical, so look forward to that.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.